Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Blasting into your life a taste of the day, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is not with us today. Victoria Keelan is, and Kara Schillen is in her usual spot right there as the home person in our main studio in at our originating network, Radio America. I say that because we're on four or five different networks, but the sound that everybody hears, it isn't important, I suppose, right? Am I being too technical, too much in the weeds? People don't really care how they get this, right? Well, they get it.
Yep.
All right, so let's get it. There's something going on because we're in October. It seems that we have decided inadvertently to talk about Halloween in many segments of the program. I think last week we had three or four different stories floating around what it, how much money people are spending and what they're spending it on and what it, that kind of stuff. So now we have a twist in a manner of speaking. The ghouls are out. Is that right, Victoria?
Yeah, you could say that. Yep. So this is, I think, is so interesting. So the Supreme Court is now starting their new session, and the term begins today. And so the early October is when the Supremes come back and get to work. They've got lots of different things to look at, lots of interesting cases. But one of the most, I think, notorious cases that they'll be dealing with actually involves the legendary pirate Blackbeard. And if you ever thought that RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, would be doing a case about Blackbeard, it is like it's just a complete culture clash. It's hilarious. But anyway, so the reason that they're looking into this case is this is over a dispute of a sunken pirate ship that it was captained 300 years ago by Blackbeard. And this case pits North Carolina against a video production company that has been documenting the salvaging of the shipwreck, which the name of the ship is called Queen Anne's Revenge. And it ran aground in 1718, but it wasn't discovered until 1996. So this is right off the coast of North Carolina, which is really interesting. And so North Carolina, the state, actually owns the pirate ship and the artifacts that have been recovered from the ship. They posted video and photos, and it was shot. All of this was documented by a company called Nautilus Productions, and it's part of North Carolina's tourism efforts. And so they want, which is, if you think about it, this is a really cool tourist attraction. And so this is a statute called Blackbeard's Law, and this is actually what they're using to convert the salvage effort into public record. More than 300 items from the sunken ship are now displayed at the state-owned North Carolina Maritime Museum, including a two-ton cannon from the ship. The state holds annual pirate festivals to mark the Blackbeard's notoriety and all of that. And so federal law actually protects copyrighted material from infringement, and so a federal appeals court agreed with North Carolina that the states are immune under the 11th Amendment to the Constitution from some private copyright infringement claims, which is actually what's going on now. Now, the videographers are going after the state of North Carolina, saying that that's actually not okay with them. That's why this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. They said after Nautilus Productions spent nearly two decades creating works by photographing and filming at considerable risk, the underwater excavation of Blackbeard's famed Queen Anne's Revenge, the state brazenly pirated them. That is exactly the quote from Nautilus Productions, no pun, I'm sure, intended on pirated. But so that's actually what the Supremes are going to have to deal with to figure out who is the rightful owner of all of that material. And does Nautilus Productions get a considerable chunk of that money, which kind of sounds like they should since they filmed all of this stuff for 20 years. But it's a really interesting case, and you would never think that a pirate ship from 1718 would now be in 2019 in front of the Supreme Court. But,
in terms of the reality of what's left, remember a month or so ago when we were talking about the Titanic and the state of the Titanic,
yeah.
that there are these bacteria that eat away mm-hmm. at yeah. the remains, and that at some point in time they will have eaten the ship. The ship's yep. eaten and be gone.
Well, and the difference with the Titanic and with, like, there, it's really interesting when you look at this Blackbeard's ship. The things, like, the anchor is fully intact. It's a 3,000-pound anchor. The cannons, lots of different artifacts, because the water is not that deep. Where this actually ran aground, it literally ran aground right off the coast of North Carolina in Beaufort. So it's really not...
A lot of ships ran off.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, a lot of people, like, even when you see... I know Kara and I were talking about this over the summer. I think, Kara, didn't you go to North Carolina, right? Right, you went to the beach there, but there's a shelf right off of the coast of North Carolina, which is, we were talking about shark attacks at the time, and lots of sharks kind of, it's very shallow there, and people don't think that it is, and then the shelf kind of drops off, and then it gets a lot deeper, but that's where a lot of ships run aground, and it's only maybe 50 yards wide, where it's mm-hmm. this shelf that sits right, it's right. like a sandbar that sits yep. right off the coast of North Carolina. It's breeding ground. For sharks, but it's also pretty dangerous yeah. if you're
plenty
running a pirate ship.
If that's the case, yeah.
If you're pirating or if you're piloting a pirate ship, it's not a great place to be. So
Do we still have pirate ships off the coast of the Carolinas these days?
I don't know. I mean, we've got
Somalians
pirate ships.
Have come a long way.
Yeah,
from
the Somalians. Yeah, we've got lots of pirate ships everywhere else. But it is really cool, and the fact that the water is not that deep is why they've been able to save so many of these artifacts, which is, I think, it's just the coolest thing ever. I love pirate lore, so I think it's very cool.
Arg. That's very convincing. So the latest when it comes to this movie, The Joker. You two were talking, Karen and Victoria were talking off the air about the movie. It's nothing but a horror show, literally and figuratively, as far as I can tell. And it did well at the box office. Somebody posted
beyond well. Yeah,
yeah.
It broke records.
What am I missing here? I know that I don't do a radio program that's like anybody and everybody else's, but who the hell wants to go see this Joker terrorize?
I kind of feel like at first I heard about it and I heard, oh, well, it's violent and whatever. And so I totally dismissed it. However, over the weekend, I was watching something on TV and an extended trailer for The Joker came on and I watched it, and it looks like actually most of the movie, Joaquin Phoenix is not in Joker makeup. It really is the story of the human being behind it. And I kind of actually found it a little bit intriguing. I don't know that I'm going to see it because I still kind of want to do some research on how violent it really is. But I can understand that the sort of origin story of it seems kind of intriguing. And I love Joaquin Phoenix. I think he's an incredible actor. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of had a different take on it. But it made $93.5 million over the weekend. And it actually broke the record for an October opening. It beat out Spider-Man's Venom was an $80 million opening last year. And so internationally, The Joker, they said, earned $140 million over the weekend. And it's a $234 million global debut, which is just massive.
So there's an ad.
People love Batman and The Joker and that whole franchise.
Nah, it's too gross. It's gross. I've only seen one or two of the Batman movies, and I didn't care that much for them. But here's something that's an interesting wrinkle, if you'll pardon the pun. An ad and a phone number for a person playing Wrinkles the Clown. This guy is from Florida, and he will, for a cash fee, creep around, lurk around your kid until this is for children who are misbehaving. Somebody, some demented mother or father, interested in traumatizing their child, and in this way, this is deemed appropriate so that it comes, that it's available. This being comes to your house.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to make them behave better. It's only going to traumatize them for the rest of their life and turn them into a psycho or something.
Yeah.
So this clown, like the movie, I'm guessing, right?
If you Google Wrinkles the Clown, you'll get the story of this spooky guy. He's sort of a circus weirdo from what I can tell. I don't know what this motivation would be for getting this guy, but the fact that he's out there and he's caught the attention of a couple of people in the news media with his postings. Did you find him, Kara? I'm figuring.
Yeah, I also, apparently there's a documentary about him. That just came out.
For Halloween,
So I guess he's kind of, creepy. I don't know. The whole thing is very weird. Yeah. But I guess this is sort of based on, like, the movie. I think it's the movie It, which the second one just came out not long ago, and it's been breaking all kinds of box office records. And that's the weird clown Pennywise, I think is his name. But that's who Wrinkles kind of looks like. So it's probably a spinoff of that, but weird. But, why would anyone? Yeah. Oh my gosh! Like, why would a parent even?
As a society become so disturbed? Yeah. I guess is the question. The food for thought question. Remember, I always think that when we ask questions, you're going to think about answering them. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV show.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month. Both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex Lease. Applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This song a lot. Gaga celebrating a year after The Star is Born came out and the soundtrack was released. Does it seem like a year? Good heavens. That movie is around playing all over the place on cable. It's 24 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, the Dougster, and Ms. Gaga. Soundtrack featuring Shallow, one of the songs that Gaga and Bradley Cooper did together. It's reached double platinum, double platinum status.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change.
Something.
And in the bad times I fear.
I don't know how to best describe her voice. Haunting, I think. And this song, especially. Gaga has been presented with a plaque honoring the achievement of reaching double platinum status, which notes the soundtrack's 6 million albums. Shallow won 2 Grammys, including one for the Best Pop Duo Group Performance, an Oscar, a Golden Globe over the course of this award season this past year. After receiving the plaque, Gaga, sporting a new bubblegum pink hair, of course she is, posed with her latest trophy in front of shelves stacked with her prior prizes. She shared this a year ago, A Star Was Born, and here we are, 6 times pink platinum. Yeah.
It's amazing. This soundtrack just, oh, I hear it every
movie,
once in a while.
The experience.
Yeah, it just doesn't get old. This soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other versions of this movie have been made. I've actually never seen any of the other versions. I've heard they're all pretty terrible. But but I thought this version was really wonderful. Their chemistry, her voice, the songs, I just really...
Do they have something going, or what did you say last week? She's dating somebody else? Did you say
she
that?
She is dating someone. She's dating one of the recording engineers that she's actually worked with.
That can't
for a
last.
While.
Nah.
But you don't think
it's
so?
It's been going on for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a while.
Although she's been engaged twice now to other people, so
I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
So that's that story.
I still think she should be with Bradley. But.
Yeah, of course. But he's pretty straight. He doesn't need to be around. He does probably. She likes her weed and.
She kind of likes bad boys, I think.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah.
Bradley
Cooper.
Yeah.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah, that's like she
Bradley's
should be with
sober.
Willie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sia, making some musical noise, shared on various posts that she's living with a neurological disease that causes chronic pain. She's offered words of encouragement to those who are struggling with it as well. This post from her, she's an Australian, you didn't know that. She's been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which targets the body's connective tissue. Wow, that's got to be something else. She reached out to others coping with pain, whether physical or emotional, in a note. She said, quote, I just wanted to say to those of you suffering from pain, I love you. Keep going. Life is hard. Pain is demoralizing, and you're not alone. Last few years, I've seen several world tours and festival headlining performances from Sia. With her last tour wrapping up in December of 2017, she released Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo Present, LSD. Her electro-pop project with Diplo and Labyrinth. That's the, I guess, LSD, right? L-S, Labyrinth. Sia. I got it.
Yeah.
Ah, pretty good, Kara, huh? I got it all figured out all by myself. Woo! Good stuff. So let's have a hold a good thought for her and others that may have that malady. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Fixing things is what we're all about. It's fixing ideas into your head, much as anything else. DJV Show, 34 after the hour. Hi, I brought two of my friends to play. We're going to play with you. Let's have a nice time with little Victoria and little Kara. They're all here on the DJV program to have a good time. We go play in the sandbox. We've just been talking about my son's marriage this coming weekend in Los Angeles, too. Is it, you refer to her as his betrothed? Is that the right way of referring to her?
I don't know. I've never said that. I would just say fiance.
Yeah, I suppose. Well,
betrothed. Yeah. I don't know. That sounds
probably an old school.
Yeah.
reference to.
Does that mean married or does that mean promised?
Betrothed to. I think promised.
Either way, it sounds like property. So I think that's probably why I don't ever think.
They probably
about
don't
it.
Use that. Yes. At any rate, we have a lot of things going on here.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it should be fun. My daughter is having a get-together for all the people that are coming from the family on Friday night. And then Saturday is the rehearsal dinner at Sophie's parents' home. And then Sunday they get married in Pasadena. And among other things, typically, they're both very much alike. They're very kindred spirits. And so they both have tattoos, and they're going to have a tattoo artist as part of the wedding ensemble.
That's really cool.
having tattoos. And so Brendan says to me yesterday, Dad, what are you going to get for a tattoo? I said, Brendan, what are you talking about? I'm not going to get a tattoo. He said, we have one especially for you. So, of course, I bit and said, all right, what do you have? A bulldog. You can have a bulldog tattooed on your shoulder or your butt or wherever you want to have the... And I thought to myself, why do I want to have a tattoo? He has quite a few tattoos. And I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe I'll get it. But you both are telling me now it hurts. I know it
well,
hurts.
Well, it depends where you get it. So I have two. I have on each
really?
Wrist, on the inside, and one on the outer wrist. And
yeah.
So anywhere that you're any time close to a bone, that's
yeah,
you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
Now on the show, but also sometimes too, if you're very muscular, like Lewis has one tattoo that we got together for our 1 year anniversary, and
mm-hmm.
he has it on his inner left bicep, and he said
yeah.
that actually hurt a lot more than he thought because he's very muscular
really?
In his arms. So
yeah.
sometimes if you have fat, that's where you don't feel it. So
yeah.
I would say pick a fatty spot if you're going to do, because a bulldog is going to be, that's kind of an intricate tattoo. There are
yeah.
a lot of lines yeah. that they've got to draw in to make yeah. a bulldog.
So how do you
bulldog.
Sit down if I have to do it on my butt? Can you sit down afterwards?
I wouldn't recommend it on your butt because that means you won't be able to sit while it's healing. It's an open wound. I mean, it has it takes time to heal. So
well, I'm like Lewis. I have mostly muscle
yeah.
in important places. So
well,
I don't
then
know.
You're gonna have to suck it up and put
a little,
it on your shoulder.
I got a little fat in my belly. I put it there. A
little
fat in there. Fat in the belly and fat in the can.
You don't want to put it anywhere where you're going to have, like, anything abrasive, like a belt or, you know, clothing that's going to be a seam. You don't want any of that because it has to heal.
Yeah.
So you're going to
yeah.
be wrapped in cellophane for a couple days, you know, while it's healing. So
yeah.
pick a spot wisely. But, I mean, a bulldog is a great idea since you love bulldogs and you had Charlotte and you now have Daisy May. But... that's an intricate tattoo. I would probably suggest starting with something smaller.
All right.
Like maybe Charlotte's initials or something. you know, start small.
We'll see. Kara, would you do me a favor and find that Eat the Babies cut? I want to get to that after Victoria brings us up to date on something else, but I think that needs some airing and some time.
Eat the babies?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story after. It's your turn. You tell us the story.
I'm interested to hear Doug's version of the story. So
what, eat the babies?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how you tell that story.
Okay.
I don't know it, so I'm in suspense.
All right. So, but it's your turn first, and then.
All right. Well, a trending story that's happening right now is it's a warning to all. I know that you know no one likes jury duty, and most people don't really take it all that seriously. However, a judge in Florida wants everyone to know that you must take it seriously because he sentenced a 21-year-old man named DeAndre Somerville to 10 days in jail and on top of 1 year of probation and 150 hours of community service after he failed to show up for a trial in August. And so... this 21-year-old man, this was in West Palm Beach, Florida, he was chosen as a juror August 20th for a civil trial in Florida's 15th Judicial Circuit. He was ordered to return the following day at 9:30 in the morning. He woke up late and he missed jury duty, and then he was looking online to find out what happens if you miss jury duty. He says, quote, "I should have called, but I was kind of nervous. I also went online to look up what could really happen, and I didn't really see anything there. Nobody actually ever went to jail for missing jury duty. However, he is the first." So, he works for the West Palm Beach Parks and Recreation Department for their, he works in their after-school programs. He was cited for criminal contempt of court by this judge on September 23rd, and the judge says, "When a juror is selected and sworn, the administration of justice in this courthouse depends on you following the orders of the court." And so that's why he was sentenced to 10 days in jail, a year of probation, 150 hours of community service, $223 in fines. And so he said he believes, Somerville, the guy who was sentenced, he said he believes that it was a little overdone, a little heavy-handed, but he says this was an immature decision that I paid for with my freedom. I'm extremely sorry for my actions, and I delayed the trial by 45 minutes, and I didn't consider other people's time, and so he feels really bad, but he says he didn't think that he needed any rehabilitation after all this, but he still has to pay the piper. Don't miss jury duty, because some other judge is probably going to do the same thing now.
I was the foreman of a judge in that courthouse a number of years ago. Yeah. I remember, and it was interesting because you're at that time, I was a legal resident of Palm Beach. And so I went because I got my summons and went there. And a few years later, I was stopped for an alleged traffic violation, which it turned out I really didn't do. But in the course of things, the police officer checked my Social Security number instead of my driver's license number. And it showed that I had not shown up for jury duty in Massachusetts like 20 years ago. And it wasn't the case at all. So I went through this whole rigmarole. And when I went to court the next day, I had a plaque because down there they give you a certificate. And it's rather well done, actually, of jury service and the fact that I was the foreman and all of that other stuff. And the judge looked at the police officer because I told the police officer that he was making a mistake. And he said, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, you are. And so the judge really scolded the police department for not really checking thoroughly and wasting the court's time. So that's my jury duty, Palm Beach jury story. A lot of Americans can tell you what it feels like to get stopped by a police officer or something like that, but not many Americans can tell you what it feels like to be impeached. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds. So I found the story.
Three people can tell you that, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, you know the story.
Or is it two?
No, three.
There are three. Oh, I think Andrew Jackson.
No, no. But these are people who have been impeached from other offices. The story
of
Dana Williamson. Williamson is a former mayor of Raceland, Kentucky. He was impeached. Let's see why he was impeached. He was tarnished with an accusation of soliciting help from a foreign power to improve his political chances.
Well,
no, he wasn't.
That sounds familiar.
No. This is Mr. Williamson is 52. Said the city council unanimously voted to remove him from office a couple of years ago. He said all he was trying to do was make things better, or as Trump would say, to make America great again. And so apparently there's some kind of a feud over power in the city, and the mayor was at, I'm thinking about this with here in Framingham. Maybe we're going to impeach the mayor here. There was talk about that early on. Interesting here, the story of a... this guy was a mechanic, and he became mayor of the city, and he was popular, but he didn't do what the city council wanted to do, so they impeached him. And I was wondering how many other people we might find who might, have been through that same thing. At any rate, okay, coming up, the end of the world as we know it, perhaps, after these words.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so on the DJV show, the story of a woman who was at a sort of town meeting, a town hall meeting with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez discussing climate change. So the whole thing comes around to this woman getting up, crying and screaming about fossil fuels and wearing a T-shirt that read, "Save the Planet, Eat the Children." The woman argued that her New Deal proposal to tackle climate change was inadequate. And we only have a few months left. Here's the audio.
You know, getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. So we have to get rid of the babies. Please give a response.
She's like, yeah, thank you.
What, Ocasio-Cortez?
You hear her.
She didn't address
saying, like,
the fact. She didn't say anything, you know.
I don't think she's in favor of eating babies. I mean, that's very Jonathan Swift of that woman, but
it is,
still.
Matter, right? Yeah, right, yeah. I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue if we act in a positive way. That was what AOC said.
Yeah, without eating babies.
Yeah, without eating babies.
Yeah, the only problem with this is it's, you know, funny to listen and laugh, except it wasn't actually a fan of AOC. You know, it was somebody in this. Yeah, someone planted to try and make her look crazy. The only issue is that, you know, Donald Trump tweeted about it. Other people.
What did he say?
A commentator on, you know, he said, oh, it sounded like a classic AOC supporter.
Oh, geez.
A guy who was a Fox News commentator posted about it. It's just, you know, the people who don't do further research now think that this is a fan of AOC. And this is what all Democrats are like.
Right, and that's what AOC is in favor of. Yeah, you're right, Karen. That's true.
Junior said something different than his dad did. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's money pit time. Money pit.
Money pit.
See, I got him, Tommy. I beat him to the punch. I've got it.
Next
you've
time
got
you
it.
Record the theme. I'm going to have you in the chorus, Doug.
All right, good for you. That sounds like an excellent idea. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend, and in his own right is an expert, was a home inspector for 83 years, I think he told me, and has been on his own, decided to do a radio shtick because he has the pipes for it, he's got the brains for it, he's got the imagination, creativity, he's got it. So make sure you check out MoneyPit.com and the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and all kinds of solutions. We have people listening to our program who submit questions for Tommy. Here's Michael, who's getting ready to drywall his basement ceiling. He wants to know what he does to stiffen the floor above to eliminate bounce. This must be an older home, I'm guessing, yeah?
Well, you'll be surprised. Some of these new floor systems
have cheap houses.
Well, especially the ones that are made of these beams that are called TJIs. They're like the plywood I-beams they look like.
Yeah. They tend to be a lot more flexible. Some of those in one of my buildings.
They tend to be a lot more flexible. Anyway, for most older homes that have like 2x8 instead of 2x10 beams, there's a couple of ways to do this. Since you're finishing the drywall ceiling, I'm guessing you don't want another beam in the basement. But, of course, you could always put another girder in the basement. And it doesn't have to be, you know, on a three-foot footing like you would for most main structural beams. So it's only taking the flex out of the beam. So you could use some adjustable lolly columns and a girder that goes perpendicular to those floor joists. And that would take that flex or that bounce, which is what you want to eliminate out of the floor joists above. The other thing that you could do is what's called sistering. And that term simply means that you're going to put a new beam or a second beam next to the old beam and bolt them together. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a lot of work because, remember, you got pipes and wires and everything running through those existing beams that will have to be rerouted. But in construction, when you have a floor beam that breaks or that cracks or twists, the way to repair it is by sistering, and that's exactly what you do. You put a second one next to it. Now it's twice as thick, and it takes the flex out. So you have a couple of options, Michael, depending on what you want to accomplish and how much room, in your case, since you're dealing with a basement, how much headroom you want to give up. Typically, basements aren't quite as tall as the rest of the room, so if you put another girder in there, then you're going to have to duck around it.
Okay, my question has nothing to do with how you do it, but why is it called sistering instead of brothering?
I don't know.
Coupling or something like that. Send that question to Tom Kreidler, Tom at MoneyPit.com. Okay, so the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter will help you redesign your home, come up with great ideas. You have a focus on new kitchen countertops, and there are those that are green. So what? How do we define a green kitchen countertop? What would be an example of that?
Well, it would be a natural material, for example, like, say, soapstone or granite. Solid surfacing material can be green as well. Concrete's a very green material. It's becoming a very popular kitchen countertop. Butcher block is a very green kitchen countertop. Of course, all of these products have different maintenance and repair and expenses associated with getting them in the first place. But if you choose one that's environmentally friendly, at least you're not adding, you know, to sort of the waste stream of
right.
the world.
Yeah. Also, the Money Pit Home Improvement newsletter at MoneyPit.com has steps for a great indoor garden. I'm surprised you haven't heard about Lettuce Grow.
Lettuce Grow. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a company started by a fellow, actually was married to, who was it, Kara? Some famous actress, Zia, Zali.
Zoe Deschanel,
that's right. All right. So he was on my farm program. We talked about how this is a self-contained way for anybody who doesn't have outside space to grow stuff. We have it at the farm.
Okay.
I had some lettuce with the chicken salad last night. It was fabulous.
Huh.
It really was. So anyway, what else do you have for indoor
garden? Well, the idea is if you want to do an indoor garden, whether it's a vegetable garden or a flower garden, we've got all the steps that you need to do that, and you don't have to be limited by space you have outside year-round, or if, say, you do have a garden outside and you wanted to sort of move it inside or have some gardening going on inside, mm-hmm. the things that you might have to do to accomplish that. Like, for example, lighting. The proper types of grow lights and that sort of thing. The proper watering. Temperature is really important depending on the plants and so on.
All right, Christy, quick question. Looking for a new home, how do you tell if there's been water in the basement?
You know, as a home inspector, I could always tell from the outside of the house because you'd see people that had it and were trying to deal with it, but usually in a really, really bad way, maybe by trying to extend gutters and things of that nature. If you see stains on the inside walls, grayish stains, darkish stains, usually at the corners opposite where leaders and gutters are, Christy, that's always a good sign that you may have water in the basement. We've got a great post on MoneyPit.com on tips to get rid of all that basement water.
Tom at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreidler here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.